Yet, despite the fact it can't really be defended, it remains the only way for American citizens to get out of the country. As Bill Raggio, the editor of the Long War Journal, put it, abandoning Bagram Air Base, quote, is the perfect example that generals just saluting and saying yes, sir, and can do, and not standing up and saying, this is madness, and I can't execute this because I'm putting the lives of Americans at risk, and you need to find someone else to do it. Tragically, no one in authority was brave enough to say that. Instead, at every turn, they made unwise decisions that seemed designed to make the country they serve weaker, to humiliate the United States. What's interesting is that these very same people are now overseeing what may be the largest airlift in generations, an airlift of thousands of Afghan citizens into the West and into our country. So how is that airlift going? You're hearing a lot about it, but very few details. Who, for example, are all these Afghans?